you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you.
Wow, I just realized it is the last week of June. Counting down our final days of June. Hey there, what's going on? Yes, it is Thursday, because I'm not Mark Burns. I don't sound like him, and you don't sound like me. My name is Joey Kroll, of course. It is Thursday, our day to spend some time together. It is Thursday, June the 28th, 2012, our final days of the month of June as we wind the month of June down, getting ready for July. I'll tell you what, I just love Thursdays for so many different things. For one, it's one day closer to Friday and the weekend and some downtime and some church time on Sunday. But also, I enjoy Thursdays because you and I get to spend some time together. I look forward to this each and every week, a great opportunity for you and I to live life together, celebrate victories in our lives, pray for one another. As, you know, this is a radio ministry. Great News Radio is a ministry that loves to pray, that believes in prayer. So if there's anything that you may have going on, feel free to call us, and we would love to be praying for you. 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, like I said, it is the last few days of the month of June, and today I am so excited. My family and I, we are going down to our family vacation down in southern Indiana, Santa Claus, Indiana, right after I get off the air here in just a little while. And all I have to say is, thank God for air conditioning. No joke, because last I checked, I think last night I checked, the weather for Santa Claus, Indiana today, the high will be around 100 degrees. So that is pretty hot. So thank God for air conditioning and shade and sunscreen. Amen. And some nice cold water, too. That's always a plus. But, yeah, be praying for us. We're going to be traveling to and from and just enjoy some nice family time and just really looking forward to it. So, yeah, be praying for us. I would really appreciate that. Oh, wow. Ain't God good? God is good. Yes, he is. All the time, God is good. That's right. How true is that? God is just good. It's so funny how he can orchestrate things together because he is sovereign. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He knows everything. And there's nothing that happens to you or me without it going through his fingertips. You know, I just wanted to share this with you because it is so funny how God just puts things in perspective sometimes, you know. I was talking with a teenager who's got a lot of stuff going on and just a lot of addictions to a lot of not so good stuff. And he was telling me, you know what, this is the prime of my life. I'm a teenager. I need to party. I need to live it up because I'm a teenager. You know, now's the time. Life's a party and all that. And I just felt God compel me to ask this strong question. What if your life has nothing to do with you? What if your life has nothing to do with you? And the look on his face just kind of, it was like a baffling look. And I asked, what if God created you for a purpose greater than yourself? Gave him something to chew on a little bit. It made me think, yeah, we are created for a purpose greater than ourselves. And how easy it is for you and for me to complain about our needs and wants and so forth and forget about, wait a second, God has given us a task. We're not a servant to ourselves, but we are a bond servant to the Lord Jesus. The life we live has nothing to do with us, but it should be all about Jesus. Amen. Well, friend, we're going to change it up just a little bit today. We're going to change it up more than just a little bit. Today, we're going to be celebrating Christmas. Yes, we are. We're going to take a look at the entire Christmas story because I think that's something that needs to be looked at a little bit more than just on December 25th. So we're going to be celebrating Christmas today right after this song. That's right. Bring out the eggnog and bring out the Christmas stockings. We're celebrating Christmas today right here on Great News Radio. Just joining us, you're probably thinking, why in the world is my favorite radio station, Great News Radio, playing Christmas music? Well, friend, I'm so glad that you asked. Today we are celebrating Christmas. Taking a look at the Christmas story, because I think the Christmas story is something that needs to be looked at more than just on December 25th. Amen? So let's get right to it. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.' 'How could this be?' Mary asked the angel, 'since I'm a virgin.' The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail.'" Friend, let me repeat that. Verse 37 of Luke chapter 1. "For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. I'll tell you what, Mary was someone who had a sweet spirit, a trusting spirit. I mean, obviously we see that. I mean, she was startled by an angel who told her that she was going to have a son. And she was confused and said, "How could this be, since I'm a virgin and all of that?" And after the angel explained, which would still have me asking more questions, by the way, but Mary's response just blew me away. She said, "I am the Lord's servant, so may your word to me be fulfilled." I'll be like, I don't know about you, but see, I tend to go more of a, if it don't make sense in my head, I ain't doing it. I don't know about you, but I would be like, what? Who? It's going to do what? The Holy Spirit is going to do what? I'm confused. Tell me more. Sit down. Take your shoes off. Let's have a cup of coffee. Let's talk about this. But Mary, she had that trusting spirit. That's who she was. And we read that throughout the scriptures of how she tended to be more trusting, that has that trusting spirit. She said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Even though she didn't understand it, she knew that this was God ordained. I am the Lord's servant. Friend, I pray that we, you and I, have a trusting and humble spirit just as Mary did. God, I may not understand what you're trying to do here, but I'm going to trust you because I am your servant.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Till he appeared and the soul felt its love.
That song, no, you don't have to adjust your radio dial. We are playing Christmas music, and no, we haven't lost our mind either. We are celebrating Christmas right here on Great News Radio, taking a look at the Christmas story. In Luke chapter 2, we read about the birth of Christ, and we pick up in verse 6. While they were there, that's Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Friend, I read this text in Luke chapter 2, and I can ask, the only thing I can wonder is, how could this be? How could this be? The king of the entire heaven and the entire earth and everything in between and things of all created things. How was there no room in the inn? How could it be that he was born in a barn? See, friend, you and I were born, most of us at least, born in 10 times greater circumstances than Jesus did. Think about it. He entered into this world that he created, by the way, smelling the stench of pigs, goats, and chickens. And most of us were born in a nice, comfy hospital, with nurses, CNAs, LPNs watching over us hourly until we went home to our own comfy home. There was no room for him in the inn. Friend, let me ask you a question. Is there room in your inn for Jesus? Is there room in your heart for the Lord? He's knocking. He's knocking at your heart. He's asking, can I come in? I don't want a visitation with you. I want a habitation with you. He's wanting to spend more time with you. The question is, are you going to answer that door? Is there room in your inn for Jesus?
Thank you.
come, all you faithful, right here on Great News Radio. That's right, celebrating Christmas. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today as we wrap up our devotional thought and so forth. But the whole Christmas story, the whole Christmas season is more than just about the gifts and the decorations. And December 25th, for us believers in Jesus Christ, it's a great reminder of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. Friend, you enjoy the rest of your day. Remember, Mark Burns with Mark and Friends sitting in this chair tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until then, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.